From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A coalition spokesman says Iraqi security forces are inside Fallujah. The entry came just 3 weeks after the government launched an offensive to retake the city from the Islamic State group. The spokesman said troops are working to seize the center of Fallujah and then fight outward. The Iraqi security force brigades, police, Anbar tribal fighters, and popularization mobilization units have encircled Fallujah, the first Iraqi city to fall to Islamic State militants in 2014. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is calling on the governments of Russia and Syria to respect the fragile Syrian ceasefire. In Norway, for the annual Oslo Forum meeting, Kerry accused the two governments of selectively enforcing the ceasefire.
And the United States is not going to sit there and be used as an instrument that permits a so-called ceasefire to be in place while one principal party is trying to take advantage of it to the detriment of the entire process.
Kerry said members of the Syrian opposition will be held accountable for the continuance of fighting. The secretary pointed out U.S. patience is running out. U.S. investigators say the wife of the man who carried out Sunday's mass shooting in Florida had some knowledge of his plans. They say Nur Zahi Salmanand had accompanied him on a so-called reconnaissance mission to the gay nightclub where the attack occurred. The Federal Bureau of Investigation officials say Salman has been cooperating with their probe. This is VOA News.